Đây, một câu lines from the top of the omelet. Anu beitre da vekamasku beulche. The two people that were going on a derech, chad orech v'chad musa. One was tall, and one was short. Ariche rochev hamra, the tall one was riding a hamra. Rahavale Tadina, and he had a beged made out of pishton. Buta, but since he wasn't wearing the beged, he had this beged on the hamer. Buta mechasi sarbelo, and the short one was wearing a sarbo. Sarbo is a woolen coat. Vekomaski vekare, and he was walking by foot. Imotu Lenaro, when they came to a river, so the short person realized that he's going to wear his woolen coat in the Naho, when they walk through the Naho, came to get saturated with water, because wool absorbs very much the water, and it's going to weigh down on him. So, Shokle le Sarbele, he took his Sarbo, Bo'isve ilave Hamra, and he put it on the Hamr, that the Hamr carried the Sarbo. V'shokle le Sadine Dahu, and he took the linen beged, V'chasibe, and he put on the linen beged, which is does not get saturated so much from the water. And that's how he's going to go through the Nohol. Shotfua maya l'sadine. Then he was walking through the Nahal, and the water was shaitev. The sadin, that means the water took the sadin, and away it went. Also, lekame de rove. So they came to rove, but they didn't hear it. Now, the pashtus hadvorim was that this short person who took the sadin was a shoyel on the sadin. And now an oinus occurred, shatfua maya l'sadine, and the shoyel is chayev ba'onsim. Also l'kamei d'rove, chayvei, so Rove said he's chayev to pay. Omru lei rabbonon l'rove, so the rabbonon is rove amai, shayla bebailem hi. Now the rabbonon understood that he had given his sarbol, his woolen coat, to the one who was riding on the chamer to watch. So he is a shomer for the Adam Oreh, the one who's on the chamer, is working for is watching his sarbol. So it's shayla bebailem. So since it's shayla bebailem, so he's proto. Ichsef, so Rove got embarrassed that there's a wrong psak. Resoif, igoli milse, de beloi date shokle, de beloi date oisve. Later they found out that this beged was not borrowed from the balachamah, it was taken from the balachamah. And the sarbo, so he's a sheresh lemidat, he's a gazlan. If he's a gazlan, so he's chayvonsim, there's no ptur of shmire babaylam by a sheresh lemidat. A tafke aposhet a sheresh is a din of there's a ptur of shmire babaylam. But he's not a poshet a sheresh, he's a sheresh lemidat, he's a gazlan. But then the Gemara says, "Beloi daitei oisvei." that that when he put the salbo on the chamoya was also beloy daite. That means he didn't ask the Baal HaChamoya to watch his salbo. He took the sadin was folded on the chamoya, and he went and helped himself. He took the sadin, and he didn't ask him to watch the salbo. And b'loy daite yisvei. So he's not, or there's no shmira b'bayla. Now here the shail is, why is this necessary to say b'loy daite yisvei? I mean, the minute we say that it was taken shalei medas, Afilu, he asked him to watch the salvo, and Afilu, it is b'baylim, but he's a shayel shalei medas, that there's no p'tur of b'ayla v'imay. So the Ritva says, v'ho de itzrech de b'loy daite oisvei, to say that he put it on the chamer b'loy daite, שאם הידיעי, היבל החמר מרגיש בוי. Now, if he would start talking with the Baal HaChamer, he would see he's wearing his sadin. Like this, the Baal HaChamer was bechlal unaware of what was happening. He put on the sarbol on the chamer, he took the sadin, and the Baal HaChamer is oblivious to all of this. But if he would have told them, can you watch my salbo, so then he'd realize that he's wearing his sadin. So one of the two. So if he doesn't say anything, and he sees he's wearing the sadin, so then he would have a din of shail already. That means if he's aware that he took the sadin, he doesn't say, give me back my sadin, so then it would be a shayla midat, and then it would be bebailim. That means the Gemara had to say this was what happened, because if he would have told them that they please watch my salbo, so then the Baal HaChamer would see that he has his sadin. Either he'd tell them, give me back my sadin, so the story would never would have occurred, or if he would have kept quiet, so then it would have been takeh. Shaila b'baylam. So he didn't tell him anything. Well, that's the Matthias. He didn't tell him anything. So Mamela then it was a shayu shaloi midat. In the case Yeshua says something very interesting. Why did the Gemara have to say that one was tall, one was short? What is this relevant to this halacha? So he says, like this, we could say, I mean, Rava, we didn't know all the pratim of the Maiseh. I mean, Rava was under the assumption that everything was bedat, was done elach. And then he said, the shayil, and his chayiv, they had the shayil of the violin, without knowing all the pratim. So he says, if we would not know this nekude that the Baal HaChamer was orich and the Baal HaSarbo was good. So just hearing this maise, we would assume that the Baal HaChamer wore the Sarbo and he lent him the Sadin. We wouldn't know that it was speaking about Shalei Midas. And so Pshat is that then he's a Shei Mesocha. That means I'm letting you use my Sadin and I'm wearing your Sarbo. So then it would be a Shei Mesocha. So then Rove would dichen at a Paskin that he's Chayim. That's why the Gemara said that the one who got the salbo was Odom Oresh, so he wasn't wearing the salbo, because an Odom Oresh can wear a small salbo. Therefore, so then Al Kochach was a Shaila that the Adam Gutz was wearing the Sadim, but the Adam Oruch was not wearing the Sadim. So then it was in Shaila, that's what Rav Paschal Yechayev, and he had the Makasha, Shaila Babaila. But Al Kaponim, this Nekuda, they Zichra knew that it wasn't, both of them weren't borrowing, because then Pachala wouldn't be a Shail, it would be a Shaima Sokha. Zot the Gemara Baita, Ahu Gavre, Da'iga Lechamro Lechavre. Well, a person went to the Chamer to his Chavre, Omalei, Chazi, Leitezel, Be'ucha, the Nahar Pekoi. Now, don't go on the derech of Nahar Pekoi. The Ikamaya, there's water there, and it'll be very difficult for the Chamer to go on that derech, since there's water there. So if it dies, it won't be made to Machmas Malacha, because the Chamer can't make it over there to be Mahalach by Nahar Pekoi, since there's water there. Deal Bucha the Narish, the Lekamaya. You should take a different route and go the Derech of Narish, that there's no Mayim over there. So there, I'm renting it to you. You should go on this Derech. Ozel Bucha the Nahar Pekoi. Now this Soicha went, and he went on the Derech of Nahar Pekoi. Umis chamro, the chamrut hakedai. He also, there's a news over him, he also lakame de robe, omalei, they came to robe, now they schlepped him to din toire. So this seiche told robe in, beuche de nahar pokai dosli. I went on the derech of nahar pokai, there was no water there. There was no water, so Mamela, so I'm Potter. And the whole reason that he said I shouldn't go on the Har Pekoi is because there's water, so it's difficult for the Chamer to go in a watery area. The Hiluch is much more difficult. But I went to the Har Pekoi and there was no water. So it died, so it's Mesa Machmas Meloche. Omer Le Rove, so Rove said, Male Le Shaka. He boy Omer Le Ano Boruche de Nare Shosli. That means he's telling us, Lepid Voro, there was no water by Nahar Pekoi. There was no water by Nahar Pekoi, so he's not about it to pay. But why should we believe him? Normally, by Nahar Pekoi, there is water. So he says he has a migu. If he'd be a liar, so why did he have to tell us that he went by Nahar Pekoi and there's no water? He could have said, he could have said he went there. We wouldn't have known any different. And we'd be potter, Tmeitza Machmas Meloche. So Memele, so we believe him that by Nahar Pekoi there was no water, Mamele spotted the pay. Omale Abaye, Mali Lishakir, Bemokim Aidim, Vayamrim. Migu Bemokim Aidim, we don't say. So let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Sadine Shalpishtin, Vemayim Achpidin, Oisoi Kolkach, so water doesn't saturate the beggar of Pishtin. Sarbala gluptere shakoyren kites, this is a coat. We shall temer, baharbe mayim nivloim boy, machbidinois, it makes it very heavy. The pichach poshat ha sarbo, so therefore the person who was wearing the sarbo when they came to the nor, he took off the sarbo, viniskasa besabim, so his journey should be easier. So they asked Rove Shaila Babailimu Shabishas Ashaila. When he borrowed the Sadim, Rayamasho Bimalach Vishal Shayu, Vinosa Salvo Shaloy Al Chamoyroi, Uma Veloy Alamasamayim, Samamele, So therefore he should be potter. For Marcus Bemokim Adim, Danan Sadi, Shein Oisai Haderech Boloi Mayim. So Abaye said, normally the Danan Sadi, he's telling us that by Nahap Koit there was no water. Anan Sadi, that there is water. There's water by Nahap Koit, he's telling us there's no water. So it's a Migu Bemokim Adim. A bearer of Migu is not Nemon. If I have Anan Sadi, it's not true what he's saying. So Kan Shoyel Aben, so what's the Svara of Rabbe? So what did Rabbe hold that it's a Migu Bemokim Adim? So the Pashtus is that Rashi, the Akvan way Rashi learned Pshat, is a Ritva in Ksubis Tavchav Zainam at Beis. The Ritva says, Sha'al ha-roiv shchichi tamon maya. Al pi roiv, there's water there. Af al gav, yeah, v'kivin d'chein. That means most times there's water in a harpakoy. V'kivin d'chein. That means it's a hube, the lesser commandment. Most times there's water there. It's possible that there's no water. So this roi, Rab Abaye held it like Edim. It's a bivol that some of there was water there. The love is sphere like even the zimnin, the lekemaya, that there's good there. Most times there's water, but there's sometimes that there's no water. Half of God, the miyutuhu, shaper of din imigu. So, upon him, according to the Ritva, and it could be this is Shitas Rashi also, so we can understand the machlokes, Abaye and Rove. Abaye held that Rove is a biro stronger than migu, and so it's equivalent to Edim. And Rove held no. Since there's a possibility that there was no water then, so Migu is stronger than this roi. That's one mahalach in the Gemara. In Shita Mekebetzes, there are two more mahalachim, and Betzim Dachmer, the very Mechugishtik. The Rabbeinu Yoinison in Shita Mekebetzes says as follows. Be'etzem, this love, it was sometimes it dried up, sometimes it didn't dry up. And there's no way that the love was Bahya no Sharoga Leafsaik. Sometimes it's so. But Adam came and they said in the morning there was water there. And he went there the afternoon. And he said, yeah, in the morning there was water. And he went there in the afternoon. Baba Yisvirlai, Kivin Shahoya Eidim, the Baboy Kehoya Shamayim, and in them a very interesting machlokes. That means, was Rogel, we have to really understand the Oimek Advarim. Was Rogel Lipsaik, was. We really have to understand the Oimek Advarim. What is the Svara of Abaye? That means, if it's Anar that's Rogel Lipsaik, the Edom are speaking about one Zman, and he's speaking about another Zman. They said in the morning there was water, he says, I went in the afternoon. You have to understand, so the Migu B'mokim Edom, somehow the Lashon is good according to Abai, because Edom said there was water there. But Kan Shayla Ben, but they spoke about the morning. Seen somehow Abaye held if I have a bill and this day that there was water, You have no right to assume that the matzav changed, but one has to understand the emek hadvarim. Well, that's the second mahalach in the Gemara. Shit Mekebetzes brings down another mahalach from the Ramach. Very interesting mahalach, but it's also Murdik Mechudishtik. The Ramach says that this place where he went by Nahar Pekoid, Nahar Pekoid is a mokim that is Oivim by Anoshim Rabbi. That means, let's say, he went there Yud Beis Nissen, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Now, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, Yud Beis Nissen, with hundreds of people going there. So, you can just have to do some research and find out the people there that can be Mevara, but 2 o'clock in the afternoon there's water or no water. He says that there was no water. V'nechleku abaye v'rova amirdik echidish imutol olav levruri beidit. You have amigo. Amigo, yeah, there was no water, amigo. But it can be Edim, there's Edim. Migu b'mokem Edim, anu tait shemigu b'mokem Edim. Yeah, you have amigo, but you can bring Edim. Oh, yes, lis moich al amigo. That's the machloikis Abaye v'rov. Amor v'kipshat. Abaye held and chudek. If there's Edim there, you have to bring Edim. You have amigo. No, no, no. There's Edim, there's actual, you have to bring Edim. But that's not, but the Chiddush is a Murim the Kechiddush. And if I don't bring Edim, I'm going to have to pay. That's a Murim the Kechiddush. That means, I should be Mechuyif to pay. I say there was no water there. Why should I pay? No, no, no. You're Mechuyif to pay. Kozman, you want Mevar with Edim. That's a Murdik Echidish. Well, Kaponim, these are the three Mahalchim have to learn Pshat and the Machloikis, Abaye and the Rav. Zog the Gemara weiter, Shmoyli, we had the Mishnah that Reuven comes over to Shimon and he tells him, Shmoyli, watch this for me. V'omar loy hanoch lefonai. And he told him, leave it Lefonai, Shemachino. So Hanach Lefonai means a Kabbalah Shmire. He didn't pay him anything. He just requested Shmoyli and said Hanach Lefonai. So the Mishnah says he's a Shemachino. Oma Rabune. Oma Loi Hanach Lefonecho. What if he told him Hanoch Lefonecho? He didn't say Lefon. He said Lefonecho. He means it Lefonecho. So, Einoi Loi Shemer Chinom V'Loi Shemer Socho. Loi Shemer Socho means that he told them, listen, watch it for me and I'm going to pay you. And he told them, Hanoch Lefonecho. So Lefonecho means you can watch it. Hanoch Lefonecho. So Hanach Lefonecha, Rav Huna said, is not a Kabbalah Shmire. I mean, it's a Mustafa Zogan Amesis, but a Kaponim, Hanach Lefonecha means you can watch it. At the time, Hanach Lefonecha, you can stay here and watch it. But there's no Kabbalah Shmire whatsoever. But, Iboye Lehu, Hanach Stomach. But if he didn't say Lefonai, he didn't say Lefonecha. He said, Hanach, leave it. Is there a Kabbalah Shmira, or there's no Kabbalah Shmira? Toshmam. So the Gemara brings a raya. Said in the Mishnah, Shmoyli, V'omaloi Hanoch Lefonai, Shemachinam. So from the Mishnah, one can be medayik, Hostome, V'loiklum, but would seem Davke Lefonai,
וזה הקבול השמירה. פוסטומה, but if he didn't say anything, there's no קבול השמירה. כלומר, says, אדרבה, מדאומה רבונה, הנוח לפונך, הוא דאינוי לא ישם החינם ולא ישם הסוחר. פוסטומה, שם החינם אבי. אלא מיהולקו למשמע מיני. Now we have to understand. So what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, Rabbuna said, Hanoch leponecho is not a shayma. Now why did Rabbuna say this? Rabbuna also learned the Mishnah. So why did he say he's not a shayma by Hanoch leponecho, which means you can watch it? He learned the Mishnah also, Rabbuna. He should have said he's not a shayma when he said Hanoch stam. So weiss ois von Rabbuna, Rabbuna was not sure that Hanoch Stam is not a Kabbalah Shmir. He didn't know. Hanoch Lefonecho, that he knew Klo is not Lefonecho, Zicha not a Kabbalah Shmir. So from Rabbuna we see that even though he knew the Mishnah, he wasn't convinced that this Diyak is an Emesah Diyak. And therefore Rabbuna said, Hanoch Lefonecho is not a shayma. Hanoch stam, I don't know. So Memele, from Rabbuna, we see that this deek is not so poshut. So Mehola, kelemishma minei. The Gemara, leimo ketanoi. Maybe this shayla is a machlok ketanoi. With imhichnas dushus balchotza chayim. Person had a shayr, he had kedeiros, he had peiros, and he got rishus from a baal chotzer to bring them into the chotzer. Rishus, got rishus to bring them in. Baal chotzer chay. Now something happened to these kedeiros, the shayr, the peiros. So the Baal Chotzer is Chayim. So the Chayre, the Tanakam is speaking about, he said you can bring it in. He didn't say more than that. And it seems giving Rishus to bring it in is a Kabbalah Shmira. So it seems the Tanakam holds that Hanoch Stome is also a Kabbalah Shmira. Rabbi Oimer, Bikulam ainay chayiv ad shekabal olam balabayis lishma. He need a kabbalah shmira. So it would seem rishus to bring in without a kabbalah shmira, which lechayre is hanoch stame, the machlokes that hanakam and rabbi. So the Gemara says mimai. No raya anyway. Dilma ad kan lo kom di rabbonon hosom. The rabbonon that say that he's chayiv. Ela bechotza the bas neturi. There it's talking about. He told them. He gave him rishus to put it into his chotza. Now a chotza in yesod is a mokim mishuma. So the Rabbanon hold, if I told him, bring it into Amokim Mishuma. And in Amokim Mishuma, it's not too difficult to watch, because the Amokim Mitadatma is Amokim Mishuma. So then, Stome is also a Kabbalah Shmira, because the Kabbalah Shmira does not involve a large tich. The Mishnah is not speaking about a chotza. The Mishnah is speaking about that they were Bishuk. He went over to Bishuk, and he told them Shmoyli, and he told them Hanoch. Now, if it is Bishuk, so there the Hanoch is a tremendous tiche. There's a tremendous tiche. So that's what the Tanakama holds, that in the Mokim Mishuma, Hanoch is a Kabbalah Shmira. is not muchach that in Bishuk Hanach is a Kabbalah Shmira. So you need two different Bekaimets. So you can't say that if this Loshen helps in Achotza, it also helps Bishuk. So it's not Ayah from the Tanakam. So Radka Loy Kami Rabbonon Hosom Ela Bechotza. The Bas Naturi, it's a Mokim Mishuma. So there in Achotz, when he tells them, bring it in, Ayel into Loch Koma, they're talking means I'll watch it for you, because the Tirche is not too great. Avol Hoche, Shuke, Lav, Bal, Neturihu. Here, he's in a Shuk, and he tells them Hanoch, so here, if I say it's a Kabbalah Shmire, it means he's mekabel on himself a difficult shmire. So here it's not muchach that Hanoch means that I'm mekabel shmire. And Bar Leturiya, Hanoch v'tiv not Aloch komalei. Leave it, you watch it. That's what Hanoch means. So it's no rayim, but the Tanakama will hold by our shayla. Inami, so the Rai from the Tanakam is no Rai. Inami, Atkan Lekama Rabbi Hosom, that what Rabbi says over there. Rabbi gave him Rishus to bring into his Chosa, there's no Kabbalah Shmirin. It's Ella Bechatzeirai. They're speaking about Bechatzeirai, the Liyule, Rishus the Kabbalah Mishkomine. That means to bring something into my rishus, you need permission. So therefore, if I said, watch my chayfid, and I said, you could bring it into my rishus. I didn't say anything in the Kabbalah Shmira. So there, you need permission to bring it into my rishus. So the aisle is only permission. It's not more than that. There's a Kabbalah Shmira. V'chiyoiv le'rishuse la'yulay. Sometimes you'll have to bring it in. You can bring it in. The Shmira, even not Allah komala. You can watch it, because sometimes. Avol hoche. But if he found him b'shuk, and he told him Hanoch, so what is he telling him Hanoch? Hanoch vanan vano mantalma komole. Here he means to say that I'll watch it. Why? The isal kedaitoch hanoch v'tiv v'nota komole. If he doesn't want to be mekabel shmire, ilai eis ve'rishusi boi lemishkumine. He has to get rishusim to put it down. And what is he telling him? He has to watch it for me. So he says, put it down. Shkoyach. You want to be mekabel shmira, good. So bishloim b'bayi ischotza da'anach, I'm giving you a chance to bring it in. Tamuchach, I am mekabel shmira. But over here, I'm giving you a chance to put it down in the shuk. It meant you don't need a chance for me. So al kochach could be over there, for the Rebbe will be made that it is a Kabbalah shmira. Look, Rashi. Hanoch lefonecha einei lo yishay mechim. Kim domal lefonecha, tiv unetal loch komala. I mean, you should watch it. Leima hanoch stama tanoi imichnes boshus mishni bepek sher shanogach hasapore. Vekada sheichnes ktei roisov vishibron shoyrei shal balabai. Sheichnes shoyrei benokhi shoyrei shal balabai. Sheichnes pei roisov. So the Tanakam holds Balchot Sachai Ben Iskai. The Chiyom Alei Tu U V'Anto Loch Koma. It means bring it in and I'll watch it. Wu Adin Hanoch Stoma B'Shuk. The more wanted him in B'Dame. There's no difference between Hanoch B'Shuk or bring it into my Chotza. Rabbi Yehimeh v'kulun ha'nichayim, do'u v'tiv v'not ha'loch kom alayim. It means you can bring it in, but you watch it. Within Lahanov Stame Bishuk. So the Gemara says, no, you cannot compare these two cases. One is speaking about his heart, and one is speaking about Bishuk. So it's no comparison whatsoever. According to the Tanna Kamen, that says he's Mekabo Shmira with Ayu, so there's the Basnaturi. Shein Odom Machnis Dovla Soyche Elulish Tamabo. There, if he's telling him bring it in there, it means the entirech bishmirosa. So there, itake means I'll watch it, because when he says bring it in, it means I'll watch it. Entirech bishmirosa. Who the interloch come alay, shein shmira kosha alay, because there's not a difficult shmira. Ilay siva reshuse boy lamishkumunay, bitme. Now, we're going to start the sugya,
which we have to first learn a number and a half of Gemara to hop a little bit the start the sugya. So we'll see how much we can learn.
Hilvo ala mashkin shema socha. Now, just to refresh our memory, let us see the Mishnah on the Peyam Bay. We had in our Mishnah a machlokes hilvo ala mashkin. A person lent someone else money ala mashkin shema socha. So the malve is a shema socha on the mashkin. Rabbi Yehuda omar hilvo moish shema chinam. Now we'll just explain Hovoh Peiris. Hovoh Peiris is that the Opmach was that the Malv is lending him Peiris. He's going to get back paid money. So this Hovoh is a Revach to the Malv, because Peiris is a commodity that doesn't last too long. Money is less. So Memele, by him pay, so he's deriving benefit from this halvor. So therefore he's a shemer socha on the mashkin. That's Rabbi Yehuda. But if he lends him money, gets back money, he's not deriving any benefit from the halvor. So he's a shemer chinam on the mashkin. Now, that's what we had in the Mishnah. Now we'll start a sugya. Zaktigam so al kaponim, it says in our Mishnah what the Tanna Kamma holds, Hilvo ala mashkin shema socha. The Gemara leimo masnisin the loik Rabbi Elazar. L'chayra, our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Elazar. The sanye hamalve eschaveiroi al hamashkin. Ba'ovat ha-mashkin, yishova v'yitel mo'iso. So the malve swears that the mashkin got lost, and then he's gave the chayv. So we see from Rabbi Elazar, he's not a shema socher on the mashkin, because it is a shema socher on the mashkin, so the mashkin got lost, so I'm sure that. So why is he Yitol Moisa? So we see that Rabbi Elazar holds that he's a Shema Chino. And our Mishnah says, Rabbah Maskin Shema Socha. So already it seems that our Mishnah is not going according to Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, Rabbi Kiva says, Yochel Loim Aloi. The Loive can tell the Malve, Klum Hil Visani ala Mashkin. The whole Avor was only on the Mashkin. Ova da Mashkin, Ovdu Moisecha. That means, you don't give back the Mashkin, I don't pay you the Chayv. Avor was on the Mashkin, and so there's an understanding, you'll only get paid when you return the Mashkin. Fine. So we have here a machloikis. Avo, hilvo, elef, zuz, bishtar. what is if he lent him 1,000 sous, Bishtav, V'iniach loy mashkin aleyim, and there was a mashkin also, Divrei Hakol, there Rabbi Lezer is also made him, over the mashkin, Ovdu Mo'iso. Here Rabbi Lezer is made it Rabbi Kiva, and over the mashkin, Ovdu Mo'iso. Al Koponim, let us see Rashi, understand so far what the machlokes of Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva is. Zuk Rashi, Yishova Shaloi Posha. He swears that he wasn't Peshaya. The Shema Chinam Hualo. Rabbi Lezer holds he's a Shema Chinam on the Mashkin. So Mamele, if he's a Shema Chinam, he swears Shaloi Posha. Let's just mention a beautiful Chassam Sefer. The Chassam Sefer says that it's very interesting. The Shema Chinam swears a multitude of shuas. He swears a Meshusa, Yehovah, Shaloi Posha. I mean, where does Rashi says over Yeshova Shaloi Posha? He wasn't Peshe. It took some Sefer, a beautiful book, that every Shema has to swear Shaloi Posha. Why does he have to swear Shaloi Posha? Because he was Poshaya. That means he was a Shema. He was supposed to watch it. Could be he didn't watch it properly. So he has to be Mevara Shaloi Posha. That is Mechiyuvei Hashema. He says, this person that Hovo Ala Mashkin, Al Koponim, whatever the purpose of the Mashkin was, we'll see later, Rashi progresses, I mean, he wanted the Mashkin. This Malva wanted the Mashkin. I mean, for some sort of a security or some sort of a beauty, he wanted the Mashkin. So, of all things, we would think we should not be choishitim that he was Peshaya. Ezekiel wasn't Peshaya. He, that means every Shoima is the only reason he's watching the Mashkin, making a proper Shmira, is for the Mafkid. The Mafkid gave him something to watch, and some Mele, so he's watching it. So now, when it got lost, so now we have to, who says he wasn't Peshaya? Bishmiras Apikot. He says, no, you have to be Mabara with a Shura. But over here, a Malve has, here he would not be Peshaya, not of Elachkeit to the Loive, for his own interest he wouldn't be Peshaya. So I would think that here a Malve doesn't have to swear Shalai Pasha, Pasha, because he'd be Peshaya, Shalai Tzernish. Afal Pekin, that's the Chiddush of Rashi, beautiful Chassam Sefer, that's what Rashi wants to say. He swears the other Shavuos also, but Rashi wants to say a Chiddush, that he's Nishba Shaloi Posha, even though one would think that I don't have to think he was Peshe. Fine. Now, the Shema Chinam Hualo, Dein Odom Neitel Mashkin Ligavayne. This Mashkin was not taken L'tzorech Gviye, Elo Liyois Botuach B'mo'iso, was taken that he should be secure B'mo'iso, Shiloyucha Lichpoer, that Yene should not be able to be Kaifa. So Rashi mentions two cheshbonos over here, why he took the mashkin. Rashi says three things. He did not take it l'gavayne. He took it l'yisbetuach b'mo'isov and shlayuch alichba. Okay, we have to understand what this means. Ula oilam, but shaymachinam u'alam. Since he did not take it l'gavayne, See the Shemachino. And therefore, Shemovat, so for God lost, Yidva Mimokimacha, now it can be Gaiva from the Leiva. Fine. And so, Avo, Hilvo, Elev, Zuz, Bishtav. But here, it says, if he lent him 1,000 Zuz, Bishtav, V'niach loy mashkin aleihem, Dibrei hakel of to moistav. Here Rabbi Eliezer is moide that of to moistav. Da'ai mashkin vadai ligavayne shokel ligvay semenu. This mashkin was taken to be goyve from the mashkin. Now Rashi makes a whole megillah. The stam shtar yesh boy shibut karkois. Shtar is a shibut karkois. The yesh loy meheichon ligvois. And he has, if he won't pay, he has meheichon ligvois. U botuachu, he's botuach, number one. The gam lichpoer eina yochel, he can't be koifer. No koishtar, he has a shtar. Hilkach lav lezikorin dvorim nokte. Now, this Rashi says a mouthful. I'd like to mention how the Pnei Yeshua says pshat and this. I would like to mention how the Pnei Yeshua says pshat to this Rashi. Rashi said before, he took it liyos botuach bimmo'isov. Now what does that mean? He didn't take it ligavayne, he took it liyos botuach bimmo'isov. And later Rashi says, when there's a shtar, there's a shibut karkois, V'yesh loy meheichon ligvois ubatuachu. Now, so let's go backwards. Rashi says like this. When a person lends someone else money, the mutual understanding is he's going to pay it back. That's the mutual understanding. There's a possibility he won't have money to pay back. And that, there's a, but he is karkois, that means he always says in the back of his mind, if he won't pay back, that is not the understanding of the halva, but he is in the back of his mind, if worse comes to worse, if he won't pay him, he won't have money to pay, he is karkois. So he'll be goyva from the karkois. The karkois are meshubed to pay up the chayv. That is not the intent of the halva, but that is al kaponim, a backup. Nichsidinish inin areven loy, that means it's an orif, that means it's batuach. So the Pnei Yeshua says that what Rashi says, according to Rabbi Eliezer, he's batuach. He took the mashkin liyos batuach b'mo'isov. That means as follows. When he lent the money, the understanding was that he's going to pay up the chayv. That was the understanding. He took a mashkin liyos batuach b'mo'isov. Batuach b'mo'isov means that if worse comes to worse, and he won't pay up, he has the mashkin that will be goyve from the mashkin. But the mashkin was not taken. The mashkin was not taken to be goyve from the mashkin. That wasn't the purpose of taking the mashkin. The purpose for taking the mashkin was, that means, there's a backup. If you won't pay, I'll be pireya from the mashkin. But that is not called the mashkin was taken the gavaina. The mashkin was taken the gavaina means I'm lending you the money with an intent that the choyv will be paid up through the mashkin. That's called the gavaina. So that's called already the I have by me, b'shas alvo, the commodity with which the chayv will be paid up. That, it seems, that's Sforos Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva holds like that. He's a shame of socha. I mean, I wasn't going to be yet, but I have with me something that, that the chayv will be nigva, will be paid up with this. That was the intent. And that's why it's a din of a shame of socha. Now, Rashi says also before, Shloyucha Lichpoel. I would think that in this next Rashi we see there's two things. This thing, by Milve Bishtar, Rashi says, Liyois Potuach Bemoisot, it can be given from the Karkaris. The Gam Lichpoel in a Yochel do Koish Torah. So it seems from Rashi we are talking about two possibilities which a shtar covers. A possibility if he won't pay up, so the bikakoi is to be goyve. A possibility if he'll be koyfe the choy, there's a shtar that says that there was a choy. So by shtar, Rashi says the two different things. I would think that Shalayucha lichpoer is like vishalayucha lichpoer. That means with the mashkin, I have these both. What a shtar normally does, I have with a mashkin. I'm batuach b'moisov. That means if he won't pay up, I have the mashkin as a backup. And Vishalayucha Lichpoel, he won't be able to be Kaifa, because I also have the mashkin. But Al Kaponim, these are why I took the mashkin for these, but it's not called I'm a Shema Socha. I'm not a Shema Socha for this. I'm not gaining anything. This, we had a Sfor and Taisvis that every Malve is not gaining anything from the Shkoyach. That you won't be kaifa, I'll get back my money. That's not called a revach. That's not called I'm gaining something. But so that is a shemachino. It's a shemachino. But al kaponim, the purpose of the mashkin is lifroya. If he won't pay up, I'll be pireya from the mashkin. That is what Rabbi Lezer holds. But that is not called ligavaina. Rabbi Kiva seems to hold its ligavaina, and that means that I took the mashkin, I'm going to be goyva from the mashkin. So already this will be the payment of the chayv, and that's why if I got already the payment before this Mount Purim, I have already the payment, so that gives him a din of a shema socha, and Rabbi Lezer holds that by a milva bishtar, that the two purposes of a mashkin, which Rashi mentioned before, are not necessary by a milva bishtar, because he's batuach b'moisa ve'ena yochelichba, then Rabbi Elezer is moide to Rabbi Kiva, that there the mashkin was taken ligavayne, and there he is a shemesoch.